Whether we like it or don't like it, that's not the point. The question is how we deal with it. Okay. Now, the issues are quite complex, and the look with the Maamar Makomos, there are many things we have to still see and try to analyze. But I thought the best way to do this is to do something unusual and to start with the tshuva towards the end, which you may not have seen yet. But I think if you can help me out on the Bar Ilan, it should exist. Shut Achiezer, I think, should exist. Am I correct? It's one of the most classical tshuvas of the 20th century. It's only in the Lithuanian world. I want to go over to just not only to see what Reb Chaim Eisen himself says, but to give you a taste of how Rabbonim had to deal with these real questions. And there's a fascinating, beautiful point. The tshuva that we're going to learn right now is exactly 100 years old. We have Tofshin Ayin Beis. That's written in Tof Reish Ayin Beis. I thought that was something, you know, wow. 100 years have passed since that Shuva has been written, and a lot of things have happened in the last 100 years. Things haven't gotten that much better. You think that when it comes to these things, people have just gotten worse in terms of how many intermarriage there is, and pseudo intermarriage, and, you know, excused intermarriage, or who knows what. So I thought it would be nice. It's Chelek Gimel. I'm sorry. Gimel. Chav Bov. That's, you see, Choref, winter time, Tuf Reish Ayin Beis. Okay, let's read together. Advar Asher. Can everyone see it? Is it print big enough, everybody? Yes. See in the back. Shaul, you can read it. Good. Asher Nishalti may somebody Rum Kavodos. I don't know who this rabbi is. Sheyichya, before he went on a trip. Benachwis Shenisus the Yisrael Bederech Tzivili. What's civility? Civil marriage. Penisuin Ezrochim. They give you the Bar Ilan, they give you the Hebraic, because you don't know what the English is, yeah? The America! It's an American Shaila! 100 years ago, the wild America! Ka'ez bol lefnei malas ritzono lizgayar v'tzidid malas kvodo ulai b'efshara lehokel ki im lo yikavlu legeris bezn kosher bedin tvila v'kabolas mitzis. What's she gonna do? Tell the bezn shal reformer. Reform him. Vageris lo yeshom kedas. Gamitzia lefnei shadam adayan mari posen shiichye. Note lahachmir. Fishahi l'shem ishus. Vagamachwish in his gaya lo tishmo dina yisrael. Emanachal idaklik was that. So the two reasons are mari posen. There was more than one dayan posen on the record. There was a Dayan Posen in Shapran Arov was Dayan Posen, and there was Dayan Posen in Frankfurt, and there's even a Dayan Posen right here now in Washington Heights. You have Dayan Yaakov Posen, who wrote a very beautiful sefer on Shabbos, and he's a Talmud Chacham, an expert in Mikvah. He's also from that same family as the Rabbi Posen, who was in London. And I think there was his brother, who was wrote a psalm about Zmanim. There was a third brother, who was Professor Posen, who taught physics here in this yeshiva, in the yeshiva college back in my day. So it's obviously a very illustrious family of Posens. And I'm not sure who Marie Posen is, but because I can't figure out this doesn't tell you who the addressee is. No clue. We just know it's 1912. So if you want to find out who the Marie Posen is, you probably can look up somewhere which one of the Marie Posens was active, presumably from that family of Dayanim, that thank God is still alive and well to this day. Okay? Members of the family. Okay, let's take a look. We'll start from the beginning. Kipshuto nire, sheyesh bazeh gam dinitan al hashifcha, demavua b'yavamas chavdalet. Which, by the way, it seems to say over here, was not even quoted. In other words, the Shoel had, and even quoted from Ari Posen, had two reasons not to do this keres, not to do this deal. One reason was because of what? The shame issues, we don't get about the shame issues. Number two, there's not going to be the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Says Reb Chaim Eisen, I have a third reason. Nitan. You have a question?
Didn't you mention yesterday that Nitan
might
not apply to
the case
where it's no
Okay, hold on, slow. Very good. Pirush Rashi lo yisena mishum lazus fasayin. Dosel achzuki kola kamoi. Diku, here's exact mamash what you said. The next line. Diku is a post. I guess you're one of the poskim. Dimadova yadua shenivalo bavadai mutal lekotzer. That's what you said. Mamash is a poskim. Aval Rashba mafarish lazus fasayin. Shemush in Isgaro Shloshem Shemaim, Kumavua came to Ramban with Vitvah of Agro, the Evan Ezra Simon Kufai and Zion Sivkot and Yudam, which we read yesterday. Well, the Choresh Lomar, the Gamrashi Moda Latamarashba. Whoa, Achidish. Why should he say that? Why does Rashi need the Rashba for? Rashi has his own Psha. The Lazuz for Sam Shah, Gami Tamsh in Isgaro Shloshem Shemaim. So if the question becomes if Rashi is right, if the Rashba is right, so why does Rashi need a new reason? For the hitshuch hatamish of the osad of zuke kol kamoi humishom niten ala shivcha shenishtachera lo shach lezus fasayim shenizgar lo shalashem shemayim to meshachera bal kocha kimavu abi yivam esavem chesem et beis velo boya kabbalas mitzvis bishas shichur. That's who asked that kasha? The Rashash, right? The Rashash quoted the shita. Yeah, what do you do with Shivcha? What did Rashi give? Two answers. What are the two answers he gave? One, it's his own Shivcha. And number two, he's going to pay off the other one to do it. So it smells. It's a scam. Even though you can't say that there was a need for Kabbalah Samit, it still does. It smells very bad. That's Rashash's answer. But he didn't know about that answer. So what does he say over here? Ukvar tomal zeh b'shoshanas ha'makim. Ul Rashba yesh lomar. Hold like Tosis and Yevamis Memches. The Eved Eino Mol Bal Korcho. Means you can't force an Eved to be Mal. Look in your Odeh Reish Sam of Zion Sif. Hey. Shivcha also. Tvila Mom Rap Bal Korcho Lashem Shivcha. And Uchshalo Tavla. Let's say it's a woman who was a Shivcha, but she never underwent the original immersion. But she's supposed to do when she became a Shivcha. She just didn't do it. Because you can't force her to do it. Boya kabbalas hamitzvus b'shas shichur v'shayach lazus v'sayim shel kibla lov ol mitzvus Hashem shemayim. Thank you very much. Okay, so we so that could be pshat. That's the answer that's going to be given to why Rav Osai, to why the svar of the Rashba applies not only in the case of what akum, but also in the case of shivcha, because in certain cases you do require a Kabbalah Samitzvus, such as there was no Kabbalah Samitzvus originally, but when she became a Shivcha. Rashi couldn't accept that. Why? It's a pilpul. Rashi l'shitas v'daf hamches. The gam l'rabbonan mol eved bal korcho v'ur din Shivcha. That you can, once you have a Shivcha, by definition, you're required to, and you can force them to immerse and accept upon themselves the mitzvahs, like it or not. V'lo shayach lozus v'sayim, the geiris b'shivcha. Because she already accepted the mitzvahs already a long time ago when she became a shivcha. V'al kein pirush Rashi, also the zuke kol kamoi mishum shivcha. When it comes to what shivcha, avo benitan min anochris gam the Rashi sheach tamar Rashba lozus v'sayim ala geirus. He's saying over here, number one, even if you're right, the Rashi reason does not apply. When she certainly had lived with the goy, with the Jew, she the goy. When it's certain, what kind of rumor? What's strengthening the rumor? It's a fact. The whole world knows about it. Says Reb Chaim Oza, you may, even if they're right, you still have to worry about the Rashba's reason. They'll say the old Geras is purely for the sake of Ish, which is no good. It's no, as he actually called it. Fine. Ulam, b'tosef the Yivamas Peregdam Bavua, gam b'shivcha, af b'vadai bo leho osur. For b'shivcha lo shah lozus v'sayim shel Geras l'pirish Rashi, rak mishum, the osilach zukik the kola kamoi. What does it say? Shivcha in by vayai boleha. What's the din? It's usur. Now the question would be why? Why is it usur, gentlemen? It can't say that there was gerishol shemayim because according to the Rashi suggesting there's no din of gerus of kabbalas mitzvahs at all. Not shayach. Now, achzuke kola kamoi. But what if it's known? The Rashi Tosefus says it's known. I the Tosefus says also. V'akocha tzorach lomen. T'gam l'shitas Rashi. V'makzikin kol kama. I lost my... Oh no, oh no. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Help. What do I do now? Click?
Go to the top.
Top?
Next to the X, just not the X. Not that square.
Hit that?
Yeah.
Ah, thank you. Saving me from my mistakes. Yeah? Gamma Shidas Rashi, the Mazikin Kola Kama, Shayach Af Imboleho. So we asked the question yesterday, but we know for a fact two Adam saw it. Nope. It's according to you yesterday from the author of Poskim. The Mikomako Mayadeshi Sa'ena Yidabru Tomid Mimaise Havera Sha'asa Mitchila V'yia Lozes Fasai. What a remarkable, remarkable idea. The Reb Chaim Meir has thought of that people are going to start talking about it. And when they talk about it, it's going to cause a greater stir, a greater tumult, a greater discussion of what he did, which of course is not a good thing. Okay? If you look at footnote 656 in the Ritva, I didn't expect you all to see all the footnotes. I asked you to see the footnotes. I put in parentheses. It's too long to make it absolutely mandatory, but this is a gold mine of Yafin's footnotes. See, in footnote 656, he says as follows. This svara, Chaim Meir just thought of on his own, seems to quote it from Rabbeinu Avraham min Ahar. Wow. Rabbeinu Avraham min Ahar was a Rishon, and if you want, you can find it in the Kovetz. Anyone have a Kovetz here? Anyone own a Kovetz? Okay, I saw one of the other Chevra down in the basement had a Kovetz. I opened it up. There you have it, Rabbeinu Avraham min Ahar. Quote. Okay? He says, even though it was like Rashi, Achzuke Kola, is what he says. Even if there were Adam that saw the Bia, doesn't matter. He's not going to marry her. Why? Quote. The Alpha Gav the Ika Adam. There are two Adam who know about it. Lav Kule Alma Yadila La Milsa Babiru. Two Adam know it. No one else knows it. Vi Nasiv La. And once he marries her, Ika Lazus Fasayim. They'll all say, those rumors, you better believe they're true. Now they're getting married. I, but two Adam knew before. Two Adam knew before. Now the whole world knows. Reb Chaim Meir is Mechavin to Rabbeinu Avraham min Ahar. A Rishon. He was Mechavin to where he didn't have it. It wasn't printed in his day. I've shown you so many times. Remember we had it before Yom Kippur? Shlomo Mazal was Mechavin to Tosh Rabbeinu Peretz. Reb Chaim Meir is Mechavin to Rabbeinu Avraham min Ahar. Avah Gedolim was Mechavin to Kadmonim to Rishon and Kamalachim. Yes, sir. The only time it would exist, according to this, if they're Mr. and Mrs. That's the thing. Here, they're in Chaim Oiz's case, they're Mr. and Mrs. They're Mr. not just Tom, two Adam know. They're Mr. and Mrs. They got married civilly. The whole world knows. So I would have said, if you follow through with this logic of Reb Chaim Oiz, it should come out that in our case, it should be Mutter, according to Shitas Rashi. Why? Because the whole world knows that they're Mr. and Mrs. Yes, sir.
It's not exactly the same though, right? Because Reb Chaim Meir is just saying it's a problem stam that people talk about even if they do know. He's saying that now there are a minority who didn't know who will eventually.
So it's the same thing. His lashon is again.
Are you worried about new people learning it or just people who know it already talking about it?
No. There are rumors floating around. Right? There are rumors. But aside from the rumors, two people know about it as a definite thing. So Reb Avraham min Ahar says. That, but not everybody knows that the Milsa of the Beer, rumors they discount it was not true. The minute they marry, the rumors really are true. He's being mocked at the call. Those two guys knew, Reuben and Shimon saw it. Reuben and Shimon didn't tell the whole world. They went to Bezdin. They told three Dayanim. So two people, two Dayanim and three Dayanim. They're the only five Jews in the world that know about it. No one else knows. They don't put it in the papers. Now it's going to be in the papers. Oh, you hear what they're. I don't know if we have any People's Magazine. I don't know if we have it for. What goes on in the Jewish world. I hope we have no such magazine. But that's all talk about the rumors. Yeah. Yes, sir?
Doesn't that sound more like the first thing we quoted that was supposed to come yesterday? That,
yeah, what?
The first, we said that it's not a Pearson, it's just Adam. Meaning before that there was no real Pearson, it was just Adam, and now there'll be more of a Pearson. But Chaim Meir is saying that the fact that they're married will cause people to talk. It's not that there'll be more of a Pearson.
Well, is that really true? Let's read it again. The Machzin Afin ball, they had the Mikoma Deshi Sa'ena. I think you're right. Yadabru Tamid, Mimaisa Averish, Osa Mitchila, Pilazus Fasai. I think you're right. So I think you all corrected me. This we pointed out yesterday. This is the first svar that we quoted. Rabbi Avraham ben Ahar, we quoted from some Yarchon that we saw in the Altar of Poskim. You are correct. That sounds like Rabbi Avraham ben Ahar. Chaim Isaac is machmir because he says even though everybody knew about it, but now they're going to talk about it more. Let's read again his lashon. Yidabru tamid masaver. You're right. Thank you. I misstated. So according to Chaim Isaac, even if they were married siblings, it can still be a problem. Correct. But I think it's also correct. If we're Rav Chaim Arizer against some Yarachon somewhere, I think it was Rabbi Kotler we quoted, I think. I'm not sure. I think we quoted Rav Shlomo Nosson Kotler. I'm not sure who that was exactly. He was writing in 1922 or 3. So if it's Rav Chaim Arizer against him, Chaim Arizer wins. He's much more famous, right? He was a God of the Dor. But if you have Rav Roman Ahar and Rav Shlomo Nosson Kotler's side, which seems to be, then they win. That's because it's two against one. He's a Rishon. He's a Kadmon. So therefore, we can be makel perhaps in the Shabbat. That's a very, very important point. That if they're already married civilly, based on Rav Roman Ahar, we can be makel based on Rav Chaim Arizer, which should be machmir, as we said yesterday. Thank you for correcting me. I appreciate it. Okay. Shurisi. B'shut Rabbi Kivega. Shiksho Gamkein. Doha B'shivcho Lo Shai Chashash Nishtachro. B'shvil Kach. Doein Zeh B'yodol Mishtachro Es Bal Korcho. This we saw a little bit in the Pischet Shuvah yesterday. The Kosev. To be Shivcha Dika Lav Medoraisa Hatam Ishum Laz Yomu B'Shabo Aleho Ava B'Nochris De Leka Doraisa Tostav Tezame Beis Lo Ave Saga Daitach Lesa B'Shulkach Ele Mishum De Nizgaira B'Shulkach. The two separate reasons. V'Atarzen Mishani De Mikomagom Ika B'Shum Lozus Fasayim O Kepirish Rashi De Mikomagom Choshab Lozus Fasayim O Karashba That's what Mickey Vegas is. Fine. Any questions so far? So the most important thing is we're reading his analysis. We saw the one Yivamas Memches. We saw his reason, and then we mentioned, thanks to you all reminding me, the reason of Rabbi Shlomo Nosson Kotler in Otzer Apolskim, which I think is much more in sync with the Rabbi Avraham of Rome in Ahar, quoted in footnote 656 towards the end. And on the Ritva, which seems to be that would be a more authoritative sheet. Fine. Now we start the next paragraph. Everyone with me? Oops. Uve emes. B'divri harishonim. Chidushi Ramban v'ritva. Mavuar. The whole sheet that's Rashi. Believe it or not. Di bevadai bo'leh. I feel him konas yotzi, for rak benitan shishuch hashal bi'alma. They understood Rashi to mean, right? Rashi say a machzik the kol. It's only a rumor. That's why you shouldn't marry her. And if you marry her, you can stay married to her. But if it's bole bevadai, they say according to Rashi, not that it's mutter fakert. It's so chomer. Even if you marry her, it's a divorcer. That's how they reached the ritva olim pshat in Rashi. Hikshem atosefta the mavua the lo teitze. Hare, the posht lahem b'shitas Rashi, the afilu bo aleha be'edim, shayach tam, the halad shal Rashi, the afilu mkinas Yosef, I am in the Muka Yosef sham. Look at the Muka Yosef, who seems to agree with this. Ev shaloma l'shitas Rashi, the afilu bo aleha be'edim, shayach halaz, l'achzuke kol ha'kamoy, she'edabru mimayse aver shebetchila, Kidamor, Mikomakom, calls a dafka bebo'aleo, kibito sefta, for sure, to aid him. Abba benesu eslobiyar calls befarhesya, the derech nisuin, here we go. Lo shayach hachashash, to lavzuke kol akamoi, ta kol kvon eschazek, ade pirsim benesuin, shebetchil. Here he suggests the other svar. That what? Namely, if everybody knows about it, then we're not worried. That's the second source we quoted from Rabbi Avraham in Ahar, right? Everyone with me so far? This is critical. Here, Rabbi Chaim Arizer himself is suggesting that if they're married civilly, that's much more well known than if the two Adam saw this the Bia, and therefore perhaps no, there's no longer any chashash. I love it now. If we'd stop here, if Chaim Moshe came around, Baruch Hashem, now it's not two against one, it's three against none, and everyone lives happily ever after. It's only one problem. Chaim Moshe continues. And I don't understand, you have to find this for me, what he said, I don't know what he's saying. I literally do not know what he's saying, you have to help me. Okay? Mikol Moko. Miloshon HaTosefta. Rabbi, we started the truth from the very beginning. What Tosefta? What Tosefta? He only quoted one Tosefta. Perek Dalaloch Hei. Right? Now, Dafilu Holed Mimen Abonim. Where is that found in the Tosefta? He quotes verbatim. He's quoting the language of a Tosefta. Dafilu Holed Mimen Abonim. Where is that? Rabbi said, let's first open the Tosefta. Maybe you can find it there. You can find this. You let me know. Where are those four words? Afilu holding me men abundant. Where are those four words? Where are they? He quotes a Tosefta that quotes those four words. I'm having trouble locating these four words. I guess you can probably search it. Go on Tosefta and search for the four words. Afilu holding me men abundant. Where is it? Is it in Perek Dalid Halacha Hey? That's the Tosefta that we're discussing. Is it there? Are those four words there? Yes or no? No, I didn't see them here. Is it somewhere else? What? Avada in the book of Yosef mentioned them. So you're saying that the Rabbi Chaim Moshe is not the word Tosefta is lavdavka, and the book of Yosef is read. Let's read it. Let's turn to the book of Yosef. See what it says. Let's turn to the book of Yosef. We're supposed to look there anyway. Let's turn. It's page Yud Dalet in our print. I think Heyam and Beis in the old print. What did it say there? Rabbi said, what did it say? Look inside, please. What does it say? The Kaven de Gioris Mia Havia. Since she is a Gioris. Umuteres he lo. And she's Jewish, she can marry him. Lo shno yesh labonim imenu, o ein labonim, lo yotzi. That's true. The Mukhe Yosef said. Kibbutz Ramban. Rabosai, could it be that the Rabbi Chaim Moshe wrote Mukhe Yosef and somebody made a mistake and put Tosefta? Could be. But I don't see these words in the Tosefta anywhere. So maybe it's somehow a typo crypto, perhaps. Okay. Didn't tell. Okay. Lush in the book of Yosef, that if you hold the man upon him, nearer the ain chiluk. Why? The presumption is that it's famous. But I don't understand what he's talking about. I'll tell you why. When hold the man upon him? Before the marriage or after the marriage, Rabosai? If, the way I understood the book of Yosef, the children were born after the marriage. Even if there are no children born after the marriage, still lo yotzi. But what Rabbi Chaim Moshe is talking about is that children were born before the marriage. And he wants to say, if children were born before the marriage, that is famous as famous can be, that's a kid. Even the Hollywood stars have a kid, you know. Yeah? So therefore, he's trying to bring a raya l'chumra from an unknown source. It's not in the book of Yosef. I don't know what Tosefta he's talking about. That seems to say that even if they had a kid before they were married, still they shouldn't get married. Why not? The whole world knows they were together, they had a kid. That's the gist of the Achet. Now, where is this source coming from? Is there a super fancy Achiezer? There's two versions. I looked up both versions. Nobody quoted where Tosefta is from. I thought maybe Bar Ilan would help me out. If they put in sources. They don't quote what it is. Where is the Tosefta? Rabbi said, I'm the point you want to search. Tosefta, where is it? Where are these words? Then Rabbi Chaim Moshe, even if this is true, im lo de neima dayadei hiznus lavi pirsim kol kach. You hear what's going on? She lived with this guy. She saw she was pregnant, right? And then she, like in the old days, she went away for a few months. Okay? And then somehow it wasn't so famous that she gave birth to this child. Maybe that's what it means. Right? But if it would be so famous that she gave birth to the child from this guy, then in fact it would be permissible to for them to get married because it's famous as famous can be. That's what he suggests. Again, this is all based on the source. I do not know. He quoted both reasons, right? Number one, they're going to say that they will live together. And number two, this guy is Shloshim Shemayim. Behold, the Derech Nisun Befarhesia, Avodazor Lamavav the Kanoim Pogimbo, Halach Lamosh Misinai, Ulachalashidas Igabuisa Daraisa, Vedomina Shivcha Shakosa Rabbi Kivager, the Cave and Diki Sura Daraisa, Hashina Bavarai, Lalaz, Galifia Sagadaitach. So he's saying over here, Abosai, there's a much more serious chashash over here in the case of Nisun Befarhesia. Why? Because it's going to be an Issa Daraisa of Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, if a man lives with a woman publicly, Kanoim Pogimbo. You can't kill him if he's not in violation of something. You must presume an Issa Daraisa, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And therefore, one has to be more careful not to be mafzik this Laz, because the Laz is on a higher level. It's a level, if it's done in public, it's a level of what? Of an Issa Daraisa, as opposed to it's a level of private we saw before, that perhaps only is the Rabbana, Rabbi Kivega's whole Cheshmer. Uladina, because of Chaim Sanzer, Divrei Chaim, Shol Umeshiv, Dasura Lichnos Imo Kemosh Osar Rajma, Divrei Chaim Masik Libesof, Litzadeh, the Bofen Sheshlocha Shekadeh Shalot, Leisadi Averis Chamuris, Matirini Sukal, Ubefrat Mechia Gavin, the Bevelo Tetze, and Mochim Bedover. So therefore we shouldn't do it. Someone else does it, we're not going to make a public protest. Keep those words in mind. Not everything we wouldn't do, we would make a public protest about. Oh. This is all Aleph. Alright? All Os Aleph. Beis. The Yod. Im lekablo legeris lechora din poshut dein mekablin. Kim vuh bar Rambam perigud gimmich osistur biya v'tushu nor yordeh simen reish samachesiv yibbeis. You're not accepting a person who converts to Shem Ishus. Vim Isha hi bolken Shem and Anostam b'bocha Yisrael. Ayin beis Yosef, that kol if he rose in our bezdin, vim roon shet sofa l'shem Shemayim, mutlo l'kam k'mosh gotsu v'at Tosis. Right? That's Tosis in the Tosis. Where's the Tosis? It's our Tosis. So we'll take a look. Our Tosis in Mesech Yavam is chav dal and amid beis. What's the case? The last two lines in Tosis lo. What did Tosis say? Someone came to Hillel and said, "Gairani, take me a Kohen Gadol." He knew it's Tzavlas of Shemayim, and the Tchelas of Mem Dalit. Ask the Kamei the Rebbe. What's the proper gears? Mem, the Rabbi Chia. Gairani, Amanash, and Osila also Talmud. Who looked at that Gemara? No one looked at that Gemara. Rebbe said, "If you think that you're immune to the Eitzahara, look up this Gemara." This is the best Talmud in the Yeshiva, best Bacha in the Yeshiva, you know, the old proverbial best Bacha in the Yeshiva, that saw some pretty Zoyna, and he was going crazy, he wanted to be with her. And a whole Arichas Dvarim, he was about to do the Aver. What saved him? Who knows tomorrow? What saved him? His tzitzis slap. All of a sudden, the man, Tzitzkru, right? What was that? Risamos, Eschat, Losa Surach, Elavach, Reinechim, stopped dead in the middle. And so this girl, who was his most gorgeous, the highest priced call girl in the universe, okay, maybe even more than Elliot Spitzer, yeah. So she said, "What? Am I not pretty enough for you? Am I this enough? No, none of that. Don't do it. Swear to me. Why? What changed? What's the matter? What'd you find in me? Then what's wrong with me?" No, it wouldn't go. So she ran. She, where are you from? She's scared. She ran to the yeshiva. And I'm not kidding. I wouldn't want to, if anyone came to me about you guys, I would not be happy. But they came to the Rosh Yeshiva, and they said that this guy, P.S. This Rosh Yeshiva saw was Rabbi Chia, that this girl met L'Shem Shemayim, that she mamash couldn't believe a guy can have such a. Can you believe it? The guy has such a strong Eitz Ahara. He's climbing up and up and up and up and spending such a fortune of money. At the last second, Tzitzis, he stops the Avera. She said, what kind of religion is this? I want to be part of this religion. So he saw that she meant L'Shem Shemayim. So he was Megayrer. And he said the famous lines in the Gemara over there. The matzos, the sheets that she spread for him, Be'isser, shall not spread for him, Be'heter. Oh, and they lived happily ever after. Very dick. The question is, was she married L'Shem Yishus? That she obviously came to the yeshiva because she was interested in this bacha. She didn't stop come to some other Rosh Hashiva. Came to this Rosh Hashiva. Says Tosfos, well, he knew that she's going to do ultimately be L'Shem Shemayim. She's going to be a frum woman who's going to be, who would keep, let's say the bacha died a week after the wedding. She would keep it. She wouldn't just go back. That's the test, right? The bacha died. Alright, so what was she gonna say? Okay, I'll go back to my old religion. No, she would keep it. That indicates that although there was an Isha's quotient originally, but that's not the underlying core. How do you know that? You and I can't know that. Hillel can know that, Rabbi Chiya can know that. I guess if you have such a penetrating insight, you can maybe know it too. But most of us don't have that kind of insight, so are both everybody with me so far? Right? This is what Rabbi Chaim Weiser was saying. Fine. So now the question becomes: So if in this case where they were married civilly, unless the Bezin is so convinced that it's really the Shem Shemayim, you shouldn't do the conversion. You're not makabel unless it's this exceptional case. He neish imokum suffik. So this is Reb Chaim as a suffik. Look, every word counts. Over every word counts. But ofen shalom is barel lebezin. What's that? Let's barel lebezin. What? Was there for a boy or not a boy? Rabbi Isai, I just now saw Psakdin that a Bezin is giving out. I was on the case. Listen to this case. Woman's asking a man for a get, and the man says, get? You're not even Jewish. Apparently, there was some kind of a gerus in front of a very distinguished Bezin. I'm not going to mention the name of the Bezin right now. But the woman lied to the panel. They asked her, is there a boy involved? And she said, no. That was an absolute lie. Why did she say no? Because she figured, she says, yes, they're going to kick her out. So she lied to them. So because she lied to them, they didn't give her the certificate. So the Bezin called up the rabbi and said, is she Jewish or not Jewish? So the rabbi says he thinks she's probably Jewish. Even though she lied to the Bezin, told him that there was no boy involved, but since she was, or at least they thought, Shema Mitzvahs, so that's our Gemara. B'di'evet kulam gamin. I'm mamish right now. I just got the sort of psak, just ran through during lunchtime, and it's going to say that we assume that the conversion was a good conversion, and the man's required to give his wife a get, b'chula, yes. That's now.
No, it's saying, she could have, and that shows that she was really in Kabbalah on this host. Because if she wasn't really part of the religion, why would she care about it?
First of all, it doesn't prove anything. She asked for the get in 2011. They got married, I think, 2001. So now she may be observant, but she was observant then. Can't prove. It's not so sure. Anyway, I'm just telling a story. Happened to me. Real life. Okay? Let's go on, Rabbi Sai. So what's the... Bez doesn't know. Yesh mokom mistapik im yesh kavon l'shem ishus. Bez is not sure. No. If Bez is sure l'shem ishus, strictly speaking, shouldn't be mekab. If Bez is sure now l'shem ishus should be mekab. Bez doesn't know. Bez asked around and they found no boy. They just don't know. 50-50 something. They just don't know. Him mekab also. Why? The Efshar, the document is barer l'bez din sheyesh lem ilo acheres, another reason, ulterior motive. Ain't mekab. We try to clarify, is there a boy or not? They're required to do a bedika to see if there's a boy around. There's no boy, there's no boy. There'll be mekab. There is a boy, there won't be mekab. Nikiridin. Abel hecha shebotku v'lon izbar lehem. V'yashmokal mistapek shekavonosu b'leiv shalem. They're not sure. It's 50-50. Came into the bedi ever lochad kulam gerame, right? The chatchila in mekablam also. Heichad the mistapkin mekablam also. Kachol suffik derabbanan lahok. What mean derabbanan? What's derabbanan over here? What's suffik derabbanan? What does it mean derabbanan? What does it mean? Presumably, the issa to be mekabel l'shem ishus is an issa derabbanan. Why? Because b'diavad it's good. Kulam gerimen. We don't find on the level of Doraisa a distinction between the chatchilas and b'diavad when it comes to these kinds of things. That's a tosin needed of samaches. So therefore, presumably, it's a derabbanan. Say derabbanan l'kulam. Rabbi say, it's rare you'll find the case, and that's in our world, where it's suffic l'shem ishus. Either it's l'shem ishus, which is very, very common, or it's not l'shem ishus, which is not that common. To have a suffic, a doubt, is not so common. Usually there's a boy around, so once we assume it's l'shem ishus. Once there's a boy around, we have to assume that. Yes, sir?
I heard that someone's telling that I'm jaded. A lot of
J-date?
Yeah, non-Jewish girls go because they want to marry a Jewish guy.
Jewish guys. Jewish men make the best husband, Rabbi Osa, right? Everybody in this room is to be one of those Jewish guys make the best husband. Right? Right? Better be right. Yeah?
So that's like something kind of issues because they're doing it not for a specific person, but in general. So they
can marry any Jewish boy. I don't think that's a problem. I think if an Italian girl heard that Jewish boys make the best husbands, she decides to become frum. She has never met a single Jewish boy yet in her life. Only seen it on TV or something. She's never met a Jewish man, ever. Seems to me, well, I don't know, take that back. My first machshava was, she sees how great the Jewish religion is, that they produce good husbands. It's not the shame issues. It's the shame, then upon second thought, maybe not. She doesn't care about the religion, she doesn't care about the husbands. I don't know, I gotta think about that. I'm not sure. Yes, let's stop, as you say. Okay. This Rabosa is a sub which doesn't exist that much in real life. The next paragraph, Rabosa, is absolute dynamite. The next paragraph is dynamite. The gam be etzem ageris ha-shmokam. Every word in now, every single word counts. Hod l'rab nechemya, lo have ger b'kavon l'shem do acher mishum ishus. Right. Now we've just raise the stakes incredibly. Until now, we were discussing whether a bezin should or should not convert the individual. What's the shayla? Is there an issa derabbanan on the bezin to do it? We've now upped the ante tremendously to whether a person is Jewish or not Jewish. Rabbi Nechemya said, if you're megala shemish, you're not Jewish at all. What happens? What happens, Rabbi Osa, in the following case? Afal pisha bepiv omer shekavanos al this guy or udvaram shebelev en udvaram. What happens? The guy walks in. He is deep with this blonde Scandinavian. Okay, he's deep, and it's obvious why he wants her to convert. See, he trains her and coaches her. When you walk into the bez, and they ask, "Is there a boy?" Say no. I'm a boy. I'm in this totally for the religion. I don't care about the boy. I would be this, do this, if the boy would disappear. If he die, I'd be a whole song and a dance. Bezin knows that's sheker v'chosov. She's only in it for the boy. But she was coached and trained to lie to the Bezin. Maisim b'chol yom u'v'chol esu v'chol shav. Says Reb Chaim Heuser, should have the demuchach shekavanos l'shem ishus. It's obvious. Uveumdu the demuchach davi dvarim shebelev kol adam have dvarim. It's an expression of the Ritva in Kiddushin Rem Tes. Dvarim shebelev einem dvarim. Dvarim shebelibo velev kol adam. That's not found in Shas. I think the Ritva is the first one to have that expression. Have dvarim. It's right in front of your nose. Everybody knows this. Not Dvarim Shebelev. Dvarim Shebelev is an unknown. Here it's very well known. Not in front and center. Everybody knows this. Ulefizeh. That's it. Everybody knows. Ulefizeh. Heichad lo havi mucha l'chol olam shekavanos l'shem ishus. V'yesh mokal mistapek dekavanos this guy belev sholem. We're not sure. We're really honest to goodness not sure whether the person wants to convert L'shem Shamayim Belev Shalom, purely to perform all the mitzvahs, or whether the person's converting only for the sake of his boyfriend or girlfriend. In such a case, V'dino k'chol sofek umdun demuchach, davei dvarim shebelev, and he calls the k'tzos, umdun misfuk advarim shebelev, yeah, and therefore if you stop right over here, it's going to come out, dvarim shebelev einam dvarim, and therefore even though, Rabosai, even though Eliyahu HaNavi will tell us, that at some future date, that the guy was thinking girl, 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 and the girl was thinking boy, 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 with nothing else. But if at the time, in front of the Bez and make its best effort, it was unclear what the intention of the prospective convert was, we're suggesting now, Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim, and the conversion is absolutely valid. So suggests Reb Chaim Weizmann. If it's clear under the Muchach, then the Geiris is no good. If it's not under the Muchach, Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim, yes.
Let's say a case where someone, I've heard this happen actually, that someone, a girl thinks she's Jewish, and then it turns out whatever, that it turns out like her mother, or
okay,
she wasn't a good conversion, and okay, she wants to get married.
Okay.
Like it's to a Jewish guy, and they realize it's not a good conversion, and then she wants to convert to marry him again, but she grew up thinking she was Jewish.
We'll have to see it, we'll have to discuss it. But so far, you have to watch out for the sugya of the shemishes. Now, v'yesh lama. So far, Reb Chaim Weizmann is saying the only time the ger is no good according to Nechemia, it was umdun demuchach. It's clear as day. It's all the shemishes. Otherwise, b'diyeved, if it's 50-50, the conversion is good. Kedvarim shebelev einam dvarim. Now he suggests a chumra. No, it's not true. V'yesh lama. The Reb Nechemia. Tishani geris mikol hakinyanim. What do we say? Kedvarim shebelev einam dvarim. He marries a woman, he buys a house. Right? This is different. Why? The etzem kabbalas ha-mitzvahs v'ageirus havi dvarim shebelev. Wow! Wow, Rabosai. What he's saying over here? The very essence of kabbalas, mitzvahs, and geirus, which he puts together as some kind of a synonym, is belev. What do you mean? What happened to the mikveh? What happened to the bris? The mikveh and the bris, those you have to do certain things, but the eker essence of the geirus, says Reb Chaim Weizmann, is the kabbalas ha-mitzvahs, right? Is the kabbalas ha-mitzvahs and the geirus, which means the agreement to become a geir. That's the eker. Since that's from shebelev, it's all within your commitment. Calls machlon is gai belev shalem lo avi geir. Va'afil hecha de lo avi under the muchach shekavas shemishus. Ol shem davar acher. In the Eves came the Kirin of Racher, Lo Habiger came in the Libo Balimo. What a Chiddush of Reb Chaim Weizmann. We should not apply the principle of Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim even in the 50-50 case. Why not? Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim, it's a fight. In the one corner, Dvarim Shebelev. In the other corner, Dvarim Shebepeh. So the Dvarim Shebepeh, they win. He said that I'm selling you the house, I'm marrying you, things of this nature. Because it's an action of Dvarim Shebepeh. But over here, true, there were Dvarim Shebepeh in terms of saying that you want to become a firm Jew. But there was no maise, there was no action. Presumably the Tevilah and the Mila don't really count. Those are secondary things. The Iker maise is the Kabbalah, Samitz, and the Geras itself, which is believed. A chiddush Reb Chaim Weizmann suggests over here. End of Os Beis. Keep this in mind. Everything is a tremendous chiddush. Yes.
So this also, does it relate to the particular case when, in this case, that she was clearly doing it for, there's no suffix. There's suffix in this case when they were.
Pashtus not. Pashtus is certainly the shemishus. We'll see soon.
So you just bring her back. Then?
Well, we'll see. We're not done with the tshuva yet. I started with the tshuva. There's so many chiddushim here. I thought it's important that we should see, even though we didn't get to the other areas of the shas. Pinela halacha. This is Gimel. The Kaimalon, the Kulam Geremain. Mavur, Berishonim, Beritva, Beshem Ramban. The Tamadova, Mishkemish, and Isgayer, Vekiblu, Aleim, Chazoko, the Agev, Unsayu, Garmi, Vekiblu. I'm glad you saw it in print. Yesterday I only told it to Baalpeh, right from the Ritva. Actually, we saw it in the book of Yosef, right? He also called the Ritva. So we saw these words before. Ubimshuta Nira, look at this now. The Afalpi, the Umdra, the Mucha, the Kavanos, the Shemishus. Mikol makom, mishum ones. What's this? Mishum ones harotzon, gomar umakne v'kibel ageres b'leiv shalem. As we said, yes, what's the ones? He has to, he wants to be married to her. He can't be married to her unless he keeps the mitzvahs. Why not? She won't accept him, society won't accept him, right, etc., etc., etc. Okay? V'yiko umdana shagomar v'kibel l'zev shalem. Look at that. Wow. It's applied nowadays, so far he says yes. V'hine b'din zem b'vul b'rishonim u'b'shulchanam. If you don't know this, she mishul davar u'mizgayer, hol u'mol v'tavl yotzim michlal anachim, v'chol shlo, achet his borets it kos, as Rambam's Lashon quoted in Shulchan Aruch too. What does that mean, says Reb Chaim Weizmann? Keva de'en kan umdana she'en u'mekabu u'lev shalim. We don't know what? Lu yihi shebe'emes en ha'mekabu b'lev shalem ma'bekach hoi dvom shebe'lev en ha'dvorim ubedet demuchach en kan ad rabba hoi ubedet shekabu b'lev shalem yishem unsay gomer ha'mekabu. So he wants to know what's going on over here. He's asking a kasha against the lashon of the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. What is this? Next paragraph. V'cheinesh lahoyer midivei ha'ramban Rashba, shekosu lefarj halozus v'sayim sheyomish in esgayr lo l'shem shemayim l'chor tzurachin kevin de l'alocha kailin de b'yabit kulim gerim v'ad l'chadchila enab kam also tis a mosul the best in l'chadchila im kein eiz halozus v'sayim mika shen esgayr shlo l'shem shemayim ho b'yabit kulim gerim. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? You worry about a laz of something which is not even ma'ake? What's going on over here? What's going on over here? All right, this is the kashas. Ela kara tzorach lama. The legerus be'inon lechuliyama leiv shalem. V'lo'armina bezed v'ram shebelev en advar. He's now proving the point that he had suggested earlier. And since gerus is fundamentally belev, everyone agrees that v'ram shebelev is enough to be mevatlit. And therefore what? And therefore what, Rabosai? Therefore what? The fichach, in be'emes lo nesgari leiv shalem lo havi ger. Why? The Gimalacha Tazvav, she called Yachozim and Akam and Vilish Dover, Behavli Olam, Eno Megarit Sedek. Al Pekenu Gam Abim is the guy made over to Shlomo, they had Yotos, for you go to Choshen alone, Dochen also the Akasha Tavlu, Mikomako, for Lom Makarvan also Macha Tirach Risa, which means what a quarter of Chaim Moser? Not Jewish! If they go back to their old ways, they are simply not Jewish. So Chaim Moser Lom Pshad the Ramba. Lochi Yitzayin Shem, I feel to know that she was Shul Shem Dover Miskayer. Hold the mob and tell me what's going on. I'll come to the law. And she is boer, sit koso. What about she is boer, sit koso? The end will determine whether it's Jewish or not. That's what he seems to be saying. Every single case in which the person was misgayer for some other ulterior motive. You have to wait to see what happens. You have to wait to see what happens at the end. That's what it sounds like. You need Lev Shalem. You don't say Dvam Shleim and Dvarim. Dere Dva, Pligiba Kepakusim, Igeri Emesayim. What's the fight about? In the Sgayer Belev Shalom Vachosru, that's Geri Emes. Olo in the Sgayer Belev Shalom, it's Geri Arias. What are they fighting about? I once asked you last year, a machlok is in the Metzias? Mishalmi asks. So we said it can't be. But if he has a machlok is in the Metzias of what was going on in the heart of a certain group, hundreds of years earlier, the machlokas kusim geri emes kuli kuli gerais. You find the chulin of gil is by Abaye, Rava, Rabashi. End of the span of the Talmud. When were the kusim? Who knows when the kusim were? Who knows when they were? Who knows? When Sancheirim came and mixed all the people up, that was what? How many years before the churban? 100 years before the churban by Jerusalem. He had 100 years, then he had another 70 years, then he had hundreds of years of bias Sheni. And then you had another couple hundred years till the Maron came around. You talk about 700 years. Well, no, a lot of. They want to know 700 years plus years ago, what was going on in the hearts of those schools? What was going on in the hearts? That's enough. If they had in mind they'd Sholein, it's Gary Emes. And if not, it's Gary Arayos. Right? What do you see, you're both saying? The one goes on his heart is why? Just say Gidramashim Levin and Varim. Who cares what his name is Sholem or not Sholem? And the Prime Miser, because since Gayus is itself a Dramashim Malev, so you don't say Dramashim Levin and Varim. The whole thing is Malev. The whole thing is Malev. The man Emes, Hashem, Aliba, the Klapper Shmaya Galia. If in his heart it was no good, the Gayus is no good, you know, at the time we were in doubt about it. That's enough look, 700 years later, what was going on in the hearts, inside of those hearts of those kusim? I recommend, those who want to inquire about the kusim a little bit more, open up Sefer Melachim, Perek Beis, Melachim Beis, Perek Yuzayim, from Pasuk Chaf Hei, to the end of the Perek. Look, we learn Tanakh, I have a Tanakh here, we'll learn a little bit later. Yes, smooth to learn now. Your special dispensation ahead. Okay? What it's critical to know what happened with those kusim. If you want to look with the Rishonim and Achronim and the Cross Gedolos and the Malbim, also worthwhile. What exactly happened over there with them? That's critical to our discussion. But the Reb Chaim Moshe is going to the Ritva learned that what? The fight is in the Sky Balev Shalem, the Chosru, although the Sky Balev Shalem. It's a Machlegus in the Metzias? The answer is yes. The Machlag, I, Yishama, says, go check it out. How can you check out what happened in someone's heart 700 years ago? Can't do it. But the Machlag is in history, right? The historians have fights all the time. No, no, it's a boo. Sounds like the king wanted this, the prince wanted this. To try to peek into the heart. You know, what's it saying in the Pasuk? Odom Yiru L'Nayim, V'Hashem Yiru L'Levav. That's true even today. You're right in front of me. I have to go figure what happened 700 years ago. Each one took a educated guess what it was. Some say Gary, some say Gary. That's a Ritva Olam Shah. Frankly, Chaim Meiser, in effect, what do you mean? If you don't know, we should say that Gary Emes, because Rav Moshe Levin and Dvarim. The answer you want the proof from here, they do not apply the principle of Rav Moshe Levin and Dvarim when it comes to Gerus, because the whole Gerus is Rav Moshe Levin fundamentally. The very essence of Gerus is a Kabbalah. I sell you a house. I sell you a house. You give me a check for $1 million, I'll sell you a house. Good. What's going on in the head is important. That's not the actual kinyan. Kinyan is the money. Kiddush, right? He gives her a ring. Gives her a ring. From Shabbalei, Ben and Varam. I had a mind this time. Forget about me, I had a mind. Right? But Geirus, the very essence of the Geirus is Balei. That's a very poetic and romantic and dramatic statement of Reb Chaim Moshe. As you say, the whole essence of Geirus is what? Is Balei. And therefore, we should say that you don't say Dramash Levin and Varim. That's his suggestion. A Chiddush. Wow. Let's continue in Reb Chaim Moshe's holy words. One word at a time. Everything. Yes, sir.
But both Rashi and Tosos don't seem to agree with that. They both seem to think that who cares what the person's thinking at the time.
Meaning what?
Rashi's, the first Rashi in the Gemara is, right? Right.
What Rashi?
Right.
Ogiora miyahavir. Af al gav on the sky of the shem yadus. Ela b'shul sheyisoh enoze. No. No. He converted. The conversion is in order to marry this boy. 100%. But the presumption is that there was a full acceptance of the mitzvahs. Because otherwise, the boy is not going to want to marry you, and the society won't accept you. That's what we're talking
about. And then what about Tosfos that says with the Hillel?
Tosfos had a whole different pshat in Kusa. Tosfos and pshat, we saw the Tosfos yesterday. Tosfos and the top Tosfos. Halach yidibir omen kulum gerim, the third Tosfos. Hach geri arayas lo dame lehada ikam ad yama the kusum geri arayas hem. Why? Tohosam hayu ovdim eloheyem kedeksiv v'sefim alachim. Look it up carefully. Ulaman dama geri emes hem Kasava the Shuv Niskairo Legamri. Rabosai is a machlokas between Tosus and the Ritva and the facts. Right? And the facts. We'll get to Hillel later. But the machlokas and the facts. What happened with the Kusim? What happened with the Kusim? The Ritva says that what happened, according to the Ritva, when they converted, they stopped doing Avodah Zarah. Later on, they went back, right? And the Shaila is only in this guy of Alev Shalom. Where am I? Where is it? There it is. Hello. How can I get this guy back? Oh, it's backwards. That's why. Sorry. What's the Shaila? In this guy of Alev Shalom v'chazru, alone this guy of Alev Shalom. The assumption of this is that they were shfrum at the beginning. Because even the Madama who says that they were from says it was chazru later, but at the time they were from. Oh no, they never were from. It was a bluff in the beginning. Do you want to look at the exact lashon of the Ritva? He doesn't quote every single word. I'll give you the Ritva's every single word. He only quoted part of it. The Ritva says as follows: what's the machloikas about Gary Arias and Gary Emes? This is what he writes. This is what the Ritva writes over here. Oh, look what he says. Pasuk says, "As Eloheim ayu ovdim, lo mashlo nizgayu b'leiv shalem e'olam, v'lo kiblu aleim." They never makabel at all. Uman the machsher asim sovar, din nizgayu b'leiv shalem, ela chazru l'suram. So what does that mean? There's no machlokas. In fact, according to the Ritva, the fact is they conducted themselves from at the beginning and not at the end. And the Shaila is, what was their intention going in? Was it all a bluff? Well, no. They were sincere at the beginning. They just couldn't hold on to it. And they went back to their old Avodah Zarah at the end. Nafkamina, is the conversion valid or invalid? That's what the Ritva seems to say. Effect of Chaim Erzer, in effect, who, if we don't know, if there's a machlokes about it, then by definition, we should suggest that the Geirus is valid. Dom Shlev and Dvar. So B'chaim Arz, you don't apply the rule when it comes to Geirus. One could have given a different shot in the Ritva. The Shaila amongst the Amoraim and Tanoim was there an Umdun of the Muchach that it was a bluff? If there wasn't, everyone agreed, Ramah Shulev and Dvar. That could be the Machlokes. It's hard to tell you from the Lashon of the Ritva. Ritva says, one man Dama says what? What, Rabbi say, what? He says, as they did have Avodah Zarah, lo nizgayu b'leiv shalem, me'olam, lo kiblu aleihem. One Dama says, no, nizgayu b'leiv shalem, chazru l'surim. What were the facts? According to Rabbi Chaim Erzer, it was a 50-50, Rabbi Osai, and one man Dama says this, one man Dama says that, but since it wasn't clear, no one did the muchach, according to anybody, since Ram Shibaleiv Havindvar. One could argue, Ram Shibaleiv Einamdvar. What's the machlokes? Again, let's read the Ritva one more time. One man Dama says on the sky, that means the muchach. One man Dama says, no, the sky of Shalom is Stamat, Ram Shibaleiv Einamdvar. It's not 100% checkmate, you know, it's not completely sure. Okay. Well, the fizeh, Rav Nechemya, heichad avi suffik l'shem ishus b'diyeved, gam kein lo havei ger v'adai avi suffik ger. What's going on? He said, what did Rav Nechemya say? L'shem ishus is no good. Says Rav Chaim Erzer, if we're not sure l'shem ishus, or not l'shem ishus, we just don't know. So the din is what? What's the din? What are we saying? We don't say certainly a ger. Because it's the Ishus part is Rav Shabalev. No way. We say it's a Safeger. Who is on the Didan? Shechoshina Shedizbara Tzidkoso. Key, what's going on? May I time here? Shlomo Nikol Hechet Lo Tzbara Lo Shein Lo Ila Acheres Nizgayer Ein Mekabel Moso Vein Olsen Safeg Biodan Nechatchila. Wow! He's saying like this, Rav Chaim Erzer. If, even according to us, that what do we hold? But the evidence is considered to be a ger. But, nonetheless, we're not supposed to take in a ger who is an ilah acheres. We don't know. Yes or no. Ein mekablen also. We shouldn't do it. We shouldn't get involved in a suffix lechatchila. So Chaim Arzim is suggesting. Wow. If you don't know, don't say Dvar Moshe B'Levan and Dvarim. Say three chidushim. What are the three chidushim? What are the three chidushim, Rabbi Osai? The first is if you're not sure whether there was Kabbalah or not, the din is, if you think there was no Kabbalah, even though it's not 100% sure, the din is that we consider, we don't say Dvar Moshe B'Levan and Dvarim. It remains a suffix. It remains a suffix. Right, that's where, and if we note that there was no Kabbalah, you know, it's not, even though it's not prepared, it's not under the Muchah, we say there's no conversion. That's Chiddush number one, that's the big paragraph. Chiddush number two, according to Rav Nechemia, if you're in doubt, you should not accept them, because if you're wrong, it's going to be a goy mamish, if you didn't have a mind in his heart. And number three, even according to us, that what? We have to be choshish, ashet isbarat kaso. And if we're not sure that the person's coming, l'shem shamayim, we shouldn't accept the ger. Maybe it's l'shem ishus, and we shouldn't do it. Don't tell me drama shleven and drama. That's what Chaim Arzim's chiddush and sifkot and gimel. Any questions? Three nafkaminas. All right? Fine. Now, after all this, let's now get back to our case. Three sifkotans, he hasn't even touched our case yet. Here we are. And we're looking at Dalet. Rabbi says a very important. I told you we're going to spend word for word because every word is critical. V'nei b'dinu didan shemiskayeres al pi amanas dinase hayamakom lepakpek av inami demiskayes b'leiv shol. In other words, she wants to be completely from. Why? The mavua bebechoras taflamet alef nochri shebo lekabel devrei Torah chutz midavar echad. Ain mekablim also. You know what's going on? He wants to keep 612 mitzvahs. We're not mekablim. We're not. No deal. 612? No. No deal. We know some 612 Jews. No deal. All right. No deal. Fine. According to one opinion, I feel a diktuk echa midivrei sofer, which presumably means midivrei rabbanan. I'm not going to let their Hanukkah. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not. Why? I don't believe in the historicity of Ner Chanukah. For those who know what's going on, I'm talking about fights from 40 years ago. All right? I don't believe in his historicity. All right? There was one maskil who didn't want to keep reading the Megillah. Didn't believe in the historicity of the story of Purim. So what did he do, this wise guy? What did he do? He was in Yerushalayim, so he stayed in Yerushalayim for the 14th, and he go to Tel Aviv for the 15th. The opposite of the Yeshiva Baruch, one of two Purim, he wanted to have no Purim, because if they're from a Yid, so he avoided Purim. Can't avoid Chanukah, Rabbi Asa. Can't avoid Chanukah. Yeah. So now, I don't want to accept Purim or Chanukah. Even that is not considered to be a ger. And the Rambam passes this way. The cave under its sono lihi nase lo. Vilavra al diktagacha midivrei sofer in mekabamosa. Look at this. Unreal. She is converting to marry him, but she's not allowed to marry him. So, by definition, from the get go, the conversion is being done with the full intent of varlata dindirabonon, that this marriage should not take place. Our boss says, speak before I go by. Say something.
That's against the Mishnah and the Gemara. The Gemara says that if they're married, they're married.
No. Of course if they're married, they're married. But in this case, the conversion should be no good. Why is the conversion no good? Because she went into the conversion with the intention of violating our Mishnah.
But the Diavad, it's okay.
So what? But the Diavad, it's okay. It's still a prohibition to get married, presumably. Assuming it's a real prohibition. Oh, that was yesterday, Charlotte. According to Yosef Caro, it's an absolute prohibition. The Bach says it's not such a, it's just like a, I don't want to call it an Eitz Tova, but it's less, falls short of the word prohibition. But he's assuming it's a prohibition. Right. Ulam Nirin. Tadin denitun al ha'isha lo yisena ha'isa rak olav V'lo oleha. Look at this. Lo yichnos. He may not marry her. Not until she's not to marry him. Usually, most arayas, yisurei bia. So there, the pasuk mefurish. V'nichrasu ha'nefashos ha'osos. Even if the man is more active, the woman is more passive, they're both chayiv, kores, on all arayas. But over here, well, it doesn't say that he's arayas, she's not supposed to marry her. Lo yichnos. He shouldn't take her in as a wife. Maybe the only aver is on him and not on her. So therefore, Rabosai, she's accepting all 613 mitzvahs in every single prat. Either the rabbon is not on me, it's on him. As Noam Yehuda says, Lo yisaeno ha'isur olov. Lo tinase yisur olel. Oh, Frank of Chaim was. It's such a brilliant truth. V'yaf al pi dim ha'isur olov memela asur b'lifnei iver. Lo sitan mikshol. Look at this now. She's accepting 612. What she's not accepting? Lifnei iver. Because he's going to be machshel this guy and being over in our Mishnah. Vaita. V'yaf b'yisa de rabbanon isha lifnei iver. K'mo sh'tzidit p'tshut p'nei Yeshua uve minchas chinuch de b'yisa de rabbanon isha lifnei iver d'oraisa de lo gora m'masi eitzah sh'en ogenis. If I tell him to walk there, he's going to trip on a rock. That's the Isa Lifnei Iver Daraisa. He's going to be over in Isa Daraisa, and Isa Darabonin of our Mishnah. Lo Yichnos, that's also no worse than a stumbling over a stone. To be Isa Daraisa, even though the person himself is a Darabonin, but the Lifnei Iver Daraisa. No. We call him Shlomar. Kevan Dim Nisus Lo Teitse. Im Kein Ein Boze Guf Isur. Rak Osu Lechatchila. Shem Hosu Mimcha Ikshus Peh. Whoa, what's he saying over here? The Bach, no? The Bach. The Bach said it's not an absolute Issa. He throws words around. He calls it Issa Lechatchila. The Bach said it's not an Issa at all. Lo yichnos. What other word to use less than the word Issa? Whatever he's suggesting, this Nakuda, it's not an absolute Issa. Fine. Ulevadanir. The din zed the nochri shabol is gayer. Well, the Kabbalah of Kol HaMitzvahs, Chutz V'Dit L'Gabit V'Yisof, if they make Kabbalah also, before Shigmar B'choros. Look what he's saying, Achidish Nifla V'Nora Ad Ma'o. This shook up the whole world, this Chidish. Look what it says over here. Haino B'masne Shalo L'Kabel V'Shiyem Mutalo Dover Zeh Min Adin. Rabbi, three Shimon Rabbos Yonah Mumchin, accept me as a Jew for 612. Certainly, I cannot handle it. Lashon Hara, or Arayas, you pick the name, Nida, Shabbos, whatever, pick, fill in the blank. I want you to accept me as a full-fledged Jew with a condition right in the contract that this he or she is only required to keep 612. Are you crazy? We're going to start negotiating about the Torah Kedosha? That's absurd. That's no good. But look at this line now. Unbelievable. Bazay Mekavan also. Then she would not be geirus and geirus lechatzon. Look at this next line. Al b'mish and mekabel of kol ha'mitzvos. Yes, in principle, I accept all 613 with all the rabbanos. Rak shebedato laro l'teyavo. I accept the validity of all 613. But you can't expect me, Rabbi, to get off my habit of eating at McDonald's. I mean, McDonald's, that's the number one burger place in America. McDonald's. I'll stop Burger King. I'll stop KFC. I want to eat McDonald's. Come on. Write in the contract. We get out of here. Okay, rabbis, don't write in the contract. But I have to be honest with you. I can't stop McDonald's. I know it's prohibited. No contract. But my Thai oven. Suggests Reb Chaim Weiser, believe it or not, suggests Ein zeh chisaron b'din kabbalas ha-mitzvahs. You hear what I just said? He's suggesting a chiddush neira that the Gemara B'choros that he quoted earlier, that if you say if I accept tayak except for one, it's no good. It's only if you don't accept it in principle. If you accept it in principle, even if you don't expect to keep it, it's still considered to be a potential good guess. Wow. Wow. Yes.
Would there be a differentiation between the Solana D did this and they like what kind of feel they say like I'm not gonna even, like try to do this or like I'm gonna try and keep mitzvah but they know the time is gonna like you know break.
That's a nuance right here. That's a nuance. Will I try it? How hard will I try it? Do I give up right now before trying? These are nuances, and it's hard to say exactly. This whole chiddush is a chiddush peler of Chaim Weizen. We'll see soon. I probably got not till tomorrow. Is Dvar Avraham on Bar Ilan? Just for my curiosity for tomorrow, because otherwise I have to make copies of it. I think it is, but I'm not sure. I have a Shut Dvar Avraham, I have it in front of me. Dvar Avraham, I'm a four. I have it in front of me. But it's important to know if it's on, so we can know if it's prepared for tomorrow's year. Not there? Mamash not there. Hebrew books? Shut Dvar Avraham, Rav. Kovner Rav. While he's checking out, let's go a little bit further in Reb Chaim Weizen. Mahai time in Nira, Mashachoshesh Ramari Posen, Legayer, Fishlo Yishma Dine Yisrael Kalacha, Epshaloma, Den Lochashazer, Kavon, the Mekabel Olav Kola Mitzvahs, Av Shachoshev Laver, Al Mezem, and Mitzvahs Achakacha Teyoma. Wow! Mikomagom, Ainza Menil Kabbalah Samitzvahs. Wow! The Dafka Hecha Shem Master Shul the Kabbalah of Zeruch is talking about the Mitzvahs of Ma'akev. See what's going on over here? Okay, good. He's saying over here that if I agree in principle that Shabbos is Shabbos, there are 39 categories of work. But at the same time, I cannot lie to you, Rabbi. I plan to drive Shul's parking lot to Shabbos. Open parking lot to Shabbos. There are Orthodox Shuls in America. Have open parking lots and shops. Are you aware of those? Who have a sausage thing? Okay, so it all exists. I'll be honest, Rabbi, I'm not gonna lie to you. But that Orthodox rabbi keeps it open in shops. So I would have thought that guy is absolutely goy. Absolutely, there's no Kabbalah mitzvahs. He knows about Shabbos, he's not accepting it. Chaim Weizen says, no, he accepts it in principle. Just he can't walk, too far to walk. So he's going to hop into his car. Chaim Weizen suggests, believe it or not, that that geirus may be valid. Oh my goodness gracious me. Ula, but watch how he tempers it. Hecha shebora adova shebevada yavar achrechein al isurei Torah chilul Shabbos vachilus trefis v'nu yodin bebirur kamenoso sheinu mizgayer rak lefonim, just bluff. Leave a body, his heart's not with him. Hare umdino demuchach, shemasha omer, shemekabal of our mitzvahs, lav klumu. Im kain zel chisorin bekabalas mitzvah shemakev. What does that mean? What does that mean? If we know it's going to be over, when? Lahakas on the tayav. He's mekabal, not mekabal. If he's not mekabal, pshita. Pashas is going on what he said before, that even though he's only being over the veil is the Teyavon and the Shabbos is the Teyavon, Afal Pikein, the Geirus is no Geirus. Wait a minute. You suggested a few lines ago that maybe that's considered to be a Kabbalah's HaMitzvahs. What's going on? How do you read this? How do you read Chaim Weizen? Everyone said, look at every word. How do you read? How do you get through this? How do you get through? I'm stopping right here. We're at a complete stop. Like, we have to figure out these few lines, starting from Ulevad, right, until here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines, a little less than 8 lines. What do these 8 lines mean? This is so critical. If you ask me, he starts off by suggesting that when is it a chesaron and kabbalah and mitzvah if you don't want to do one mitzvah, even one? Chorus lam and aleph. That's if you say, the law should not apply to me, I'm above that law. Then you're not a ger. But if you agree to be bound by the law, but you confess that you're too weak to maintain it, that would be good. That's the big chiddush over here, the last three lines of this paragraph. And then he goes back and applies it into the next paragraph and says, if this chiddush is correct, there's not a problem. That's the first 2.5 lines of the next paragraph. He's saying the same thing, all right? It's already now 1, 2, 5.5 lines are saying the same thing so far. Good. Now, Rabosa, given this, could you please read me the next 2.5 lines? Given what we said until now, please explain to me the next 2.5 lines. Yes?
So, one's talking about where, meaning,
When he says the te'avot, I don't think he means that person is converting and saying that I know I'm going to do this. It's more that he knows he's that is one of his problems, and he's going to try to stay away from it. But you know, meaning if a ger does something wrong, does that automatically make him not a ger? Meaning, you know, if he turns on a light, you know, he can't see something, that turns on a light, not by accident, but on purpose. Does that make him not a, all of a sudden make him not a ger?
The point is well taken, but I'm still asking, oh, back to, I'm going to rephrase it my way. Rabbi said, the first five lines plus of Chaim Moshe seems to be saying that if I accept the validity and the binding nature of 613 and all the Rabbanans upon me, but, Rabbi, I'm honest, I'm not, I don't lie to you, I don't think I can stop my habit of driving on Shabbos to Shul. I'm going to Shul, I want to hear the Chazan. Okay. So the first five lines sounds like he's saying that perhaps that is a good gerus. And the last three lines are saying it's not a good gerus. Yes?
And it sounds like, I mean, you could read it as in this ulam that the Va'anu Yodim is this additional point. It's not just that it'll be over, but we also know in addition to that, it's only the Frem Liba Balimo.
What changed? The first is also the Frem Liba Balimo.
I mean which changed?
And the first five lines, we also know that it's not going to keep those mitzvahs.
No, we take the whole note. In addition to not keeping those mitzvahs, you could read it as Va'anu Yodim just like a parish, I don't know what he's saying, but you could also say that he's saying that you won't do these mitzvahs, and we also know that in addition to the fact that you won't do the mitzvahs, he's also not serious about the whole thing.
Oh. But there was someone who wanted to read Rav Chaim Moshe, that even if he plans to keep, does not plan to keep the mitzvahs, the geirus is a valid geirus. And the only time he said it's no good, let's read the words again very slowly and carefully. That's why every line counts. Ulam, hecha sheborer hadavar shebevadai yavar achrei chein al isurei Torah, such as chilul Shabbos achilas treifus. Point one. Point two, vanu yodin bebiru kavanos hashenim mizgayrak lefanim v'liba balimo. You think it's a separate point. The whole thing's a bluff. Then, hayom de demuchak shema shomash shemekabel of a mitzvah lav klumu im kenzer chesom mekabels mr. Magif. Not the fact that we know for sure he's going to eat treif and be mechal Shabbos. But it's more than that. That what? It's all a bluff. It's a bluff that never meant anything. Perhaps he means his fault. It's just a perhaps. The Reisha also he's not keeping. No. The Reisha is not keeping one of 613. Addicted to be divrei sofrim. So then if he makes it, the preconditioned rabbis, please accept me with the proviso. They're not required to keep Chanigalich. Go home. They're not going to accept it. But if he says, rabbis, I accept everything, you should know that, Chanukah, this is a hard time for me. I have trouble. I used to have the Christmas tree, and I'm afraid that if I have the Chanigalich, it's going to get me crazy. My father, who's a goy, will come after me, and I'm going to be yelling at me because they're used to the tree. Not to, if you do nothing, you do nothing, but then actually put the menorah. I just can't do it. I really have to do it. I can't do it. Then it's 100% Jewish. The Chama is suggesting. That's Chanukah. What about mitzvah achas, whatever, things of this nature. Shabbos and Kashrus! What kind of Jew are you? I'm a Jew except for Shabbos and Kashrus. Those are exactly the two most important simon of who a Jew is, the Shabbos and Kashrus. Yeah, I'm keeping it except for Shabbos and Kashrus, 611. It's not Shabbos and Kashrus. What kind of Jew is that? Because it's too major. That perhaps, that's how much, those words are not clear. But Reb Chaim Moshe is saying, you're not going to keep Shabbos and Kashrus? Where are you going to accept the mitzvahs? Well, what are you, yeah, I'll give charity. I have a box. I think the box used to say the Episcopal Church. I'll change the wrapping. I'll put the synagogue. I'm going to give charity. Oh, great. I wonder if charity is important. That's, they can keep charity, but it's not Shabbos or Kashrus. That's perhaps what Chaim Moshe means. It's just too vast, but he's not going to keep. Then you can't say, he accept. Yeah, Rabbi, I accept that Shabbos is binding. And Kashrus is binding, but it's too hot for me. Why is it too hot? Shabbos has football games. I have one of them all. I can't keep Shabbos. kashas rabbi. All that could put cheeseburgers out. You can't do what you expect from me. Okay. So I said, no. Why would I accept it on myself? It's binding. That's one way to read it. I'm not saying that. It's hard to read what Rabbi is saying. Every word has to be carefully read. Oh, still have a few more minutes to see how far we can get in this tshuva. We're not going to be able to finish the tshuva today. Everybody, you see why it's an important tshuva? It's the mafteach. It opens up the sugyas. The sentence of the Gemara is first. I thought it'd be pedagogically better in this particular case. Tshuva Chaim is the first, then we go back to the sugyas in the second and the fourth perek, and we'll see from his perspective. Let's go further. What are we up to? Where is my mouse? Brackets. Ayin b'shut chemdas shlomo yoredei chavtes alamed tohodoas ha-mitzvahs v'kabolas ha-mitzvahs shnei en yonimein tohodoas ha-mitzvahs hu b'stam shekibol olav l'chnos b'das yudis. I'll be a religious Jew. Vohodoas ha-mitzvahs lo di alo inyan ha-mitzvahs uscharon v'yonshon v'zeh eno ma'akev ule'olam kabolas ha-mitzvahs b'stam ma'akev. The Zel Iker Hagerus, who can Moshe Kosov a Rambam, the boy Kabbalah had mitzvahs b'shlosha. You insha. Chaim Moshe is in his bracketed statement as a chiddush gadol v'noira that although, as we'll see in the Rishonim, Hodoas had mitzvahs not makif. You're supposed to notify the ger mitzvahs ma'az enough memzayin. You'll see the Rambam comments for tomorrow. Mitzvahs mitzvahs kalas mitzvahs mitzvahs chamurus. You didn't do it. Doesn't matter that you could be Jewish anyway. But if you were not makabel the mitzvahs, what makabel? You didn't tell me. How can I be makabel? I don't know. How can I be makabel? No. What did Nasa the Nishma was? Huh? Nasa before Nishma. We didn't know we were makabel whatever Hashem will tell us. The whole Gerus is based on that. You know that? Gerus is a sug increase of Chesem and Beis. You can look it up in Mishnah. B'shlosha Devarim, our forefathers came to the Bris, Mila, Tvila, and Korban. So to every generation, you require mila, tefillah, korban. We have no korban today, okay? Our gerus is patterned after Mamad HaSinai. Nasa v'nishma, you know, we don't know. So if you weren't mekabel, you wouldn't say nasa, that's no good. This is Reb Chaim Oizis Chiddush, he quotes from Chemda Shlomo, and he says that's pshat in the Rambam. That's pshat in the Rambam. You require kabbalas ha-mitzvahs b'shloshim. He said you don't need hadas ha-mitzvahs. Yeah. Hodol l'chud, kabol l'chud. The boss I brought in today, I don't have a chance if it's open, but I just wanted you to see it. There's a kuntras called Sefer Zera Yisrael. Okay? The Sefer was copied for me with the permission of the author. It has pages, I'm trying to count the pages here, 400 and something pages. It's not a small sefer. And one of his main beefs is to say the Chemda Shlomo is wrong. The Chemda Shlomo is wrong. There's no difference between Kabbalah and Hodah. If you're not Modiah, well, you're Mekabel. The author of this is called Chaim Amsalam, who was a member of Knesset. He thanks somebody in the front for helping him write the sefer. I hope, if you're writing in the Knesset and writing the sefer, that's, I'm not sure how you do that exactly. But, okay, this came out last year. Tov Shinai. Oh, well, now it's Tov Shinai Beis already. Okay. A year and a half ago. Doesn't say what month. But he says on the inside. All about why he thinks that you don't need Kabbalah's mitzvahs at all. Against Reb Chaim Oizis. Reb Chaim Oizis is wrong. And the Rambam never said that. We have to analyze this very carefully. I read it in Shmuz and Beis Medrash a little bit about Shlomo and Shimshon. Rambam is very hard to understand. But that's his understanding of the Rambam. Okay. Hey, we have another 3 minutes. That's it. For Isi Beis Yitzchak, Shekosav Kain, the Kaiman Ika Umda, the Muchach, the Lo Shach Mazer, Dvarim Shabalei Benim Dvarim, Lo Havi Kabbalah's Geirus. Period. Okay, he has this concept. Gamistapek Shom, Beguf Adin, then Mekabal and Bechutz Vidavarechot, Choros Laman Aleph, I feel them to be so for him. Lo nisbar mefurish, e gam di eved lo have a ger. Look at this. Chaim Eisa wanted to take that Gemara and cut it down to size by saying the only time it applies if you want to be exonerated in principle from having to keep one of the mitzvahs. Beis Yitzchak wants to suggest that the Gemara only said you're not to be mekabelim. Never said if you were mekabelim, the ger is not valid. Woo-hoo! Suggests. U'mishabes daf lamed aleph mehillel tzas raya de mahani. Who saw the Gemara of Hillel? Tosis quotes a little bit of Hillel. I put on the Mamakom as Shabbos Laman Aleph. What's the case of Hillel, Rabbi Osai? Guy walks into Hillel and says, there are three cases in a row. Rebbe, I'm a Kabbal Torah B'Chsav, but not Torah Shabbat Peh. If there ever was a Chutz B'Dabar Rechot, this is not a Dabar Rechot, this is all Torah Shabbat Peh. I'm not accepting. Hillel's Megayer. Bein Shalom. How's that possible? Must be. At the din, they're not Megayer only Lechatchila. And Hillel, in his foresight and vision, knew what the end is going to be from. So he violated the Lechatchila. Huh? That feel of Mashkat Rashi, Shesamach al Chachmaso, that the end of the day is going to be from. Ulam Kevon, the Bidiyevit, or Havi Ger, Eich Kiblo. V'yesh Nutchos. We could somehow refute the proof. He doesn't tell you how you can refute the proof. I'm asking you, how could you refute the proof? Did anybody look at Rashi? No, I asked these Shabbos. Did anyone see Shabbos Lama and Aleph? I didn't get there yet. So for tomorrow's Shir, it's very important that everybody see Shabbos Lama and Aleph. Once you have Shabbos, you might as well look up Samech Ches too. I asked you to see that too. And then tomorrow, we'll start the Shir. And remember, we're up to over here. We're in the fourth line of Os Hey in the Shut Achi Ezer. And then we'll continue with some of these more important sources as we go to discuss the Sugya of Geiris as well as the Sugya of Nita. Okay.